Our little known black history fact is next, and it's about the life of Ben E. King. He passed away on Friday.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show remembers Ben E. King.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you.
Born Benjamin Earl Nelson in North Carolina, he joined the legendary Drifters as lead singer when their manager fired the original members of the group. His voice was out front on some of their biggest hits.
Wonder where she is bound. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.
After a dispute over salary and royalties, Benjamin Nelson assumed the name Ben E. King and launched his solo career.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem. A red rose up in Spanish Harlem. Don't play that song for me. It brings back memories of days that I once knew. The days I spent with you.
So dark.
His biggest hit, Stand By Me, was labeled one of the songs of the century by the Recording Industry Association of America and one of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. He was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Drifters. Remembering Ben E. King on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
So
Forgot all about this one.
Too bad that's your man.
Really?
And Benny King. Forgot all about that one.
Hey, the brother's a big word. Interplanetary, man. Forget that, man.
One of the first times brother used a big word like that.
Brother had a big word. Interplanetary, man.
And he kept using it over and over again.
Because, you know, once you get a hold of that.
Once you get a big word, you just throw it out there.
You keep throwing it out there, see if
you're looking mighty interplanetary tonight.
What? What?
Oh, yeah. Benny King.
Yeah, man.
And B.B. King.
B.B. King
is not doing well.
No, he's in hospice care right now.
Yeah.
There was some concern about elderly abuse and
yeah, you see the story?
Yeah.
That was Benny King, right?
His daughter, Patty King, mm-hmm. who lives with him, says that he's a victim of burglary, mm-hmm. elder abuse by his longtime manager, Laverne Tony.
I believe it.
And Laverne yeah. Tony has power of attorney and refused to call a hospital when she says that B.B. King's urine was orange.
Yeah.
So she called the police, and the police responded. Paramedics came and agreed with Patty King, B.B. King's daughter. And took him to the hospital. And yeah. Patty King and her husband, back in November, filed a police report against the manager, Laverne Tony, claiming elder abuse and burglary. They accused Tony and her assistant of fleecing B.B. King of $20 to $30 million from B.B. King's withholding his and withholding his medication while on tour.
Yeah.
And it says stealing several Rolex and rings valued at $250,000.
It happens every day, Sybil.
It does, but you just don't think. And not for nothing, but the man has like 20 children.
Yeah.
And you would think at
89 years old,
you know, they would have been able
to. It's not 20, Sib.
Well,
18?
It's in the teens, okay?
And while you had it, play, check on the Burger King. He wasn't looking too healthy back then.
The Burger King?
The Burger King at the fight?
Yeah.
At the fight.
Oh, while we're checking on the Kings, we should look.
The scariest thing or what?
I had no alcohol, no nothing while watching the fight. And all of a sudden, I was like, did you just see the Burger King?
The Burger King.
But